Voters in New Hampshire and Iowa, who are preparing for the first caucus and the first presidential primary early next year, have seen an alarming television ad in the last couple of days. Two former U.S. senators, Democrat Sam Nunn of Georgia and Republican Warren Rudman of New Hampshire, warn about the threat from stocks of weapons of mass destruction, unsecured, around the world.
Americans always pull together in a crisis. Now we must pull together to prevent one.
Nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons and materials are stored without proper security around the world. We've done a lot, but the job of locking down these weapons from terrorists is not moving fast enough.
This ad campaign, called Act Now for a Safer World, was organized by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, an organization that is led by Ted Turner and Senator Sam Nunn, among others. And Senator Nunn joins us now from Atlanta. Senator, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Delighted to be with you.
I suppose it's no coincidence that you launched this ad in Iowa and New Hampshire at this particular time.
No, we believe that's where the focus of the American media is and where the focus of the candidates is. And we also certainly don't have an unlimited budget, and we believe that we'll have a lot more leverage, at least the early stages of advertising there, rather than trying to do it nationwide. We don't have the funds for that.
The implication of this ad, Senator, seems to be that even though the United States is talking about the war on terrorism as a top priority, there are still places in the world where a terrorist might be able to go and get his hands on a nuclear weapon.
That's the part that's most frustrating those of us who are working in this arena. We basically have 120 tons of weapon-grade material in the former Soviet Union, which is not properly secured, and we don't have the funding or the priority or the focus to get that material secured as rapidly as possible. We're working on it, but not as rapidly as possible. And yet we're spending literally billions and billions of dollars in Iraq and other places looking for weapons that may or may not exist. So it seems to me that the priorities have to be refocused of our country, and not only of our country, but of Russia and of other countries in the world, to look and take stock of the threat. The terrorists know where a lot of this material is. It's not simply former weapons-grade material. It is material that is part of the enrichment process, enriched material at research reactors in countries around the world where they don't have much security, and where there's enough material of at least 20, 25 sites to build a weapon.
Senator, when you say there's 120 tons of material that is not properly secured, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean it's sitting in a building where anybody could go and steal it, or does it just mean that we're not sure what kind of security is there?
It doesn't mean there's no security at all, and it doesn't mean it's sitting out on the street. It means that in many of these areas you have a chain-link fence and you have guards without a real inventory system, very small protection from, let's say, a group of terrorists that had four or five people that came in with firepower, or probably much more likely the temptation of people on the inside to sell this material that would bring them a lot of money.
You mentioned that you felt that Iraq was costing the United States a lot of money, but that we were not necessarily spending enough money on this. Do you think that the threat of proliferation around the world is actually a greater threat than Iraq was?
I don't have any question about it. In fact, North Korea is a much greater threat than Iraq. There's no question about that. We have had North Korea on the back burner until very recently. We now are engaged, and I think that's months overdue. But it's not one or the other. Both can be threats. I just believe the much greater threat is the threat of loose nuclear material not properly secured and terrorists getting their hands on that material. To me, this is a matter that is crucial for homeland security. It affects the security of every American, and it's a matter that ought to have the highest priority, and we have to do it by working with other countries. America cannot be perceived as arrogant around the globe and make progress in the kind of cooperation we must have to protect our own security.
Sam Nunn is a former Democratic senator from Georgia and co-chairman of the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Senator, thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve.